Osborne is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, Kate. It's Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, phoning in regards to the insurance claim that I'm trying to put through. I just wanted to give you an update. I have gave you a few updates before, but you've been busy as well. Your phone number seems like it's an answering machine a lot recently. I don't know if you're using a different phone number or something. By the way, it's 12:07 and it's the 29th of the 10th 2020, and basically, as I explained, you wouldn't send nobody out to take a statement or to come and collect my evidence or go through what is relevant, what you would want me to submit or anything like that. So you made it very awkward for me to want to give you my report and my claims, because of I feel that everyone in that building is responsible for what's happened here in the Civic Centre, and I think that I should be giving it to the insurance company, not the people that I'm complaining about, because I am complaining about the way that you've handled my case, and I'm complaining about the way that Ian Davis, the director of Civic Centre, and a lot of the people under him have managed things. So I don't feel that, as I've explained before, I don't feel comfortable giving you the paperwork when the complaint is in fact about yourselves in large. So I feel that it should be going to an independent company, or like you said, you had Gillia or something, thinking that in between the insurance company, not even you're saying that they won't take a statement off me, or I can't come and have a meeting and show you and present to you my case paper. So the only way I feel like I can present it, because it's such a large case, lot of information that I'm using, which was submitted to me by yourselves, I've rebuilt my website, obviously, and to show everything, and obviously built a company off of that. Now, because of the file sizes and different stuff, I've had issues with being able to host the information. Just like if I tried to email you this information, you wouldn't find an email account that would be allowed to email it to you because of the amount of information in it. So you'd end up with multiple RARs, and you won't talk to me and understand how to put the RARs together, what each document proves and everything else like that. So in short, basically I'm waiting for a new server to come. I've ordered it, it's come twice, the part has, but it's been broken, so it's had to go back. I'm waiting for another server to come now. Once the other server comes, the website can go back on and everything's all displayed. I've done everything all inside of it, pretty much. So, and I got like 5,000 emails with my website every month, so I can email you directly live all of the information in small parts, like, and direct you where parts are in the website. So go to this page that explains this, go to that page of my website that explains that. And by law I'm allowed to do that, because you're allowed to, now under the 1996 investigation rules, you're allowed to submit information or data in a digital format. So I know I'm allowed to do this by law. I would like to email you, this Gillia, or whatever they are, and to email the insurance companies all at the same time, and any other person that's relevant in it, as because you've said you're happy to deal with this by way of email. So my website's able to do that, where a Yahoo account ain't able to do that, or MSN. Basically, I'm waiting for the server to come, and I'll be updating you shortly. I explained that the amount of work you have left me with, even though I've won all of these cases already, and you can't find no reason to pay me for the 4 years that you've entrapped me for that, or you wouldn't take the ASBO off me that was created in the Civic Centre, which can be proved by anyway, as you can imagine, I'll be, this is my update, 12:10 now, 29th 10th 2020, and I'll be contacting you again shortly. If not, you're more than welcome to contact me. You have my email, you have my phone numbers. I had the right to appeal for also. I'm not allowed to contact the Civic Centre. When I phone the Civic Centre, my phone is barred, and I've got the letters of Jeremy Chambers saying I'm not allowed to, but I'm allowed to speak to you as my case handler and what's not. I put the right for appeal in, and no one will contact me back about the right for appeal, because they know I have the evidence that I am not making fictitious claims, and that everything I am saying is relevant. Where could they be fictitious if I've won the cases already? Do you know? Well, have a good evening, or good whenever, and I suspect we'll be in contact with each other shortly, or I'll be in contact with the whole Civic Centre and everyone else that should be involved in this. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.